Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show continues here on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola alongside Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the two former Packers, and our executive producer and the always observant Dan Plucker. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we will discuss the Milwaukee Brewers schedule as it came out. And we really shouldn't have a reason to complain about it, but there is an issue with it. At least I think there's an issue. We'll talk about that coming up at 4 o'clock. But our look around the NBA continues. And joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is Nets radio play-by-play announcer Chris Carino. Chris, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So I don't know.
I'd love to be involved in Packer Nation.
All right. I like that.
Oh. Leroy, how are your handles? How are your handles? Because the Nets need a point guard.
Listen, I'm a shooter, okay? I'm like Steph Curry, but maybe 2 feet out. I like to let that thing go. I ain't playing no defense, and I'm not sharing the ball. Just throw me a pick and let me shoot.
What about five fouls? Can you give us five fouls?
Oh, I'll give you six of those if you want them. I can go hack a shack all day long. I mean, so yeah, I would love that. That brings me back to, I remember this true story. Was in high school. It was a guy came down. He went to North Carolina, and our coach told the basketball coach he came. He started counting. I said, "What is he doing?" He said, "I'm counting all the fouls we're gonna put on this guy because I do not want him to shoot." This guy averaged like 48 points, and we had people just going out there just fouling him. But the problem was he still was making the shots. Oh well.
Yeah.
All right, well, Chris, let's talk about the breaking news that came out. And I don't know how much detail you can get into this, but Spencer Dinwiddie tested positive for a second time for coronavirus. And his doctors, the team doctors, told him that, hey, you know what? It's just best not even to go to Orlando and just sit out for the entire season. It's a huge blow to this Nets team. And, I mean, really, we've already seen DeAndre Jordan get it. We've seen Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. They're not playing this year. I mean, what is left on this Nets team?
Well, remember, they also had four players test positive initially. I mean, when the season was suspended, including Kevin Durant. So, this was a rough year to begin with. I mean, with Kyrie Irving only having played, I think it was 20 games, they lost LeVert for much of the season. Durant's been out the entire year. This is a team that was sort of just, you know, testing the curves a little bit, taking the sports car out for a ride, but not really putting it on the road. That was supposed to be next season. Because that was the year you get Kevin Durant back and play with Kyrie Irving. So this was just sort of a test drive year anyway. And now, you know, knowing what we know about, you know, how we're finishing the season, playing in this bubble and with no fans, I mean, this weird year just got weirder. And the Nets, who were hanging on by a thread anyway, they're going to be in basically player development mode right now. Yeah, they're going to put Chris Jones out there and say, hey, is this a guy that could be a backup point guard next year? You know, Jared Allen, this is your chance to shine right now. Can you be a go-to guy that we need in the post? Rodion's Kurucs, Jean and Musa. Guys are young guys. Hey, we developed you. We've gotten you to a level where we think you're pretty good. Go out and show us you can be part of this team next year. That's what the next eight games are for. And I'm sure teams like Milwaukee and Boston and Toronto are breathing a sigh of relief because they're not going to have to face a Nets team in the playoffs that's got any weapons.
Right, and I think when you look at the Nets, you're right about it. They should just try to go ahead and develop some of these players that they have to see what they got. But long term, I mean, they must feel good about the future, that their future is bright with Durant maybe coming back next year with Kyrie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, getting Kevin Durant last year at free agency was about a year ago at this time. It was the biggest moment in franchise history, most likely. I mean, the fact that one of the best players, if not the best player, certainly the best player available in free agency in a five-year period, is choosing to come to Brooklyn. And the best of the best never chose the Nets. And you threw Kyrie Irving in the mix, you added DeAndre Jordan, and suddenly the Nets are the center of the free agent universe last year. That's never happened. So everyone around the team was extremely excited. Even though you knew Durant wasn't coming back, it was, hey, let's see what we got this year about who's going to be the guys to put around Durant and Irving next year. And you're playing for 2021. I mean, look, they even made a coaching change. During this season, a team that was in a playoff position made a coaching change because they didn't think he was the right guy to lead them in 2021. And they didn't want to waste any time next year. So it's about player development right now. It's finding the right guy to be the head coach. And all systems go for 2021. That's the mantra in Brooklyn right now.
Yeah, Chris, I got two quick questions. One of them about you, and one of them about what's wrong with the Knicks. Because I know that you can kind of look and see that franchise just going down. How did you get started play by play? Because that's hard. I mean, I have had a speech class at Florida State, and one of the assignments we had to do like play by play, and it was guys playing in Russian. And we had to say all these names. So how did you get started? Because it's really hard to do. How did you get started in that?
I'm really happy that it's hard to do and not a lot of people can do it because it just it makes my position a little more valuable. But, you know, to be honest, I was the type of kid that I was about 11 years old. My dad gave me a tape recorder that he found in his closet and said, hey, have some fun with it. And what I used to do is I used to turn the sound down on the TV. And I would put a game on, and I remember, I'll tell you, it was the 82 World Series, I remember. It was one of the games with the Milwaukee Brewers playing with Robin Yount and Mahler and all those guys. And I would put the sound down on the TV, and I would call the games into the tape recorder. And it just grew up from there. I did public speaking in high school and college. I worked at my college radio station. I learned from the great Marty Glickman, who was a legendary play-by-play announcer. And I was really just fortunate. I grew up in this area, New York area. I was fortunate to hook on with the Nets right out of college, working with them about 8-9 years, and then I got the actual main play-by-play job, and I've been doing it now for 19 years.
Yeah, I'm going to get to the Knicks now. I just don't understand it. I heard rumors that KD going to the Knicks. He's going to take Kyrie with him. And
the Knicks are getting every great free agent. Don't you know that?
Right.
I think they're resurrecting Wilt Chamberlain and hoping to make a run at him soon. There's even stories now. You know, I'm in this New York area. The stories are that they're going to hire Jason Kidd because of his relationship with Giannis Antetokounmpo, and then they're going to sign Giannis when he's a free agent.
They just latch
on to every big name guy, and none of them have come. And it's a reason why I think they've won one playoff series in the last two decades.
Mm-hmm. That's
as far as I can go there.
That's as good as I can get.
We're talking with Chris Carino. He's the Brooklyn Nets radio play-by-play announcer here on the Wendy's Big Show. Chris, I don't know. Are you going down to Orlando with the team?
No, we're gonna do it remotely off a TV screen. So much like your college experience at Florida State, where you were doing it off a TV screen, that's what we're going to be doing. And we're actually going to set up shop in Barclays Center where the Nets play, because the video lines and everything will be coming in there. And we're going to use our regular broadcast location, but instead of seeing a game that's right in front of us, we're going to be broadcasting back to our station with the video feed. So it's something that I've done. I actually did the last three Olympics for NBC that way, where I was in the studio doing it off a monitor. I do international games for NBA TV with my partner Tim Capstraw. We go into Secaucus, New Jersey. We sit in front of a TV screen and we do the games that way. So it's something. It's not ideal, because you're subservient to whatever's on the screen. So I can't look at something else going on in the arena. I could only look at whatever they decide to put on that screen. So it's a little choppy. It's like doing surgery in a MASH unit. You know, don't try and get crazy. Just patch them up and get them onto a real hospital. That's all we're trying to do.
Yeah, that's going to be really fascinating in the years to come, Chris, as to whether or not that's where the industry starts to go, where play-by-play guys for TV and radio are going to not be able to travel with the team. I mean, do you have that fear at all, that that's where broadcasting could be going?
Well, I think maybe when it comes to something like TV, where it becomes expensive to send crews, I know ESPN is already doing that in some places, where they just send the two announcers out and everybody else is doing it remotely from Bristol. You know, as far as how much does it really cost to send two radio guys on the road? I mean, you need an engineer to get your video, your audio effects anyway. You'd have to hire somebody like that.
Right.
It's really, you're going on the team plane. It's a hotel room. You know, so is that going to prevent them? I don't know. I think, can it be done? Sure. Can it be done better when you're there? Absolutely. But I think a lot of things, you know, think of all the interviews now that people do on Zoom the businesses that are, you know, people come up with different ways of doing things during these times. And I think the things that are more effective and help people do the job better will stick. The things that don't, they'll go back to the old way. And, you know, the thing I'm kind of sad about is I don't know when we're going to see fans back in the arena. That's what I want to see. You know, I want to see fans there. I think they add to the enjoyment of the game. And I can't wait to hopefully be back courtside one day. I think we will, but, you know, it just might take some time. Everybody wear a mask, and hopefully we can get back to normal sooner than later.
And the last question.
I do games on Compass Media Networks. NFL games for Compass with Brian Baldinger as my partner, and we've still don't
oh,
know
nice, Baldy.
Where
yeah.
we're going to be. Yeah, so, you know, I'm hoping I could put on a mask and get up to my booth there at Lambeau for a game this year. But, you know, we'll see.
Well, if you don't get a ticket, I can put you in the box for free. You're good, brother. I always like to end with ownership, the Brooklyn ownership, you know, the Barclays is,
yeah,
it's kind of people starting to want to go there than, you know, to the Knicks place, you know, the Madison Square Garden. People say that's the Mecca of basketball. Not anymore. Okay. Tell me about the ownership. Cause was it some transition? Did, how you say his last name?
Joe Tsai is the owner now. He took over from Mikhail Prokhorov. Who was the owner prior to him. But Joe Tsai has been, you know, it does start at the top. I think any organization, you look at the most successful sports franchises, it all starts with a good ownership group. And Joe Tsai has been the right guy at the right time. I feel a little, I think it's unfortunate that he took over at a time when all this is going on. I mean, he just took over this season. And things were supposed to be so great. And you've got to deal with all this adversity. But I'll tell you what, the guy has been the perfect person to run this franchise at this time. Because, number one, he has incredible empathy for the movement that's happening right now. So when we saw the George Floyd situation and the New York area exploded with protests and the Black Lives Matter movement, they used Barclays Center as the epicenter. It's this big area a big square that has seven subway lines that run right there to that to the base of the building, and it became a gathering point. It became a town square for the protest movement, and Joe Tsai didn't fight it. He invited it. He welcomed people to gather there. So I think that that was an incredible message that he sent, a guy who is a Taiwanese native who has experienced discrimination himself in this country as a Chinese American, and he actually came to Toronto from Taiwan. So he's a great example in that regard. And then when everything was going on with the COVID-19 situation here, he not only put his money up to purchase PPE for frontline workers here in New York, but he facilitated getting that PPE, which was half the battle, because he had to procure it from China. There just wasn't enough. And he not only paid for it, but he was able to logistically get it to the people in New York that needed it. Then he did the same thing for the city of Detroit. So he has been an unbelievably philanthropic person. And with the major events that have been going on in our time, he has been the perfect guy to shepherd the Nets franchise. And then, you know, financially, he's been able to keep the team afloat. His company, Alibaba, has done very well during the last 3 months, and he's been able to keep everyone employed, people at the arena employed. So I can't say enough about what Joe Tsai has done to get the Nets through everything they're going through right now.
It's always a good sign, Chris, when rappers drop his name. So tell him he's in good company. Thanks a lot, my brother. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
Chris. All right, guys. My pleasure.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris. He is Chris Corino. He is the Brooklyn Nets radio play-by-play announcer, joining us for a few minutes here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank is your passion outgrown your home. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. I'm sure we might be talking to Chris again if the Bucks and Nets square off in the first round of the playoffs. So we shall see. He is Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson alongside. I'm Radio Joe. Coming up next, the Brewers release their schedule. Do you have a problem with it? There is one little issue. Wendy's Big Show continues right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.